Even as the Czech authorities continue efforts to restart sales of hard alcohol with plans to ease the controversial ban on spirits, lifting the ban won't come soon enough for the nation's bar and restaurant businesses, among them the Black Angels Cocktail Bar, hidden away in the basement of Prague's Uprince Hotel. When it opened 2 years ago, it was styled as a Prohibition-style bar, offering the decor, atmosphere, and authentic cocktails of 1920s America. Ironically, the bar is now struggling with very real prohibition, as managing director Pavel Shima explained to my colleague Rob Cameron.
The idea is like prohibition bar in America, like 30s, after prohibition. We do like the old cocktails, we do the classic cocktails. Our favorites are old-fashioned, Sazerac, martinis, and stuff like that.
And how many cocktails did you offer before prohibition was introduced a few days ago?
No, on our menu, it's 41 cocktails, but
41.
41. And then we've got like another book that's just for bartenders, and then we have another 100, 150 cocktails.
You've told me that usually this bar, this magnificent bar with the leather seats and the mirror behind the bar there, it's usually lined with all the bottles of alcohol, but now they're gone. They're hidden.
Yeah. Right now, the atmosphere is like very, very different because like normally if the customer's coming here, they see the bartenders, how they shaking cocktails, they heard the ice in the shaker. And right now, it looks like winery because like people drinking champagne, drinking wine. They still drinking cocktails, but the cocktails, they got like alcohol till 20%. So you can drink like 30 cocktails and you're still not drunk.
Exactly. So what can you offer your customers when you can only offer drinks that are contain a maximum 20% alcohol?
We make like the prohibition menu.
Special prohibition menu.
Special prohibition menu.
And what's on that?
11 cocktails. Then mostly the people drinking, they try the cocktails, but they said like they don't have volume of alcohol. So the mostly they're drinking champagne, they're drinking wine. A lot of them drinking Aperol Sour or Aperol Spritz.
You can still drink martini though, can't you? Martini is under 20%.
Yeah, you can sell like port wine, you can sell martinis, we sell like Lille Blanc and Lille Rouge, you can get the Baileys.
And since prohibition was introduced last Friday, how much is it affecting you and your business in financial terms?
It depends. On a Friday and Saturday was quite normal, like 20% down. The start of this week, it's going like 50% down because the people.
So you're losing 50% of your business.
Yeah, but all the bars, like mostly bars, they're losing like 80%. So we are right now like quite good, but still it's very, very bad. People drinking at home, if they got some alcohol at home, so they're drinking at home and then going at night like 11, 12, but not so many people coming out of this inner centrum.
Do you understand that the government had to do something because people were dying? It was a serious situation.
They need to do something, but the point is they need to do something before that. Before like 2, 3, 4 years, they know this problem and they don't do anything. And they do something right now, the people dying, but the problem is like 4 years ago.
And that was Pavel Shima, the managing director of the Black Angels Cocktail Bar here in the Czech capital. If you've been following the methanol crisis in the Czech Republic and would like to comment on any of our stories on the subject, please do so by writing to us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz. You may also want to take part in discussions on the social networks. Radio Prague is on Facebook and also on Twitter.